Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your beloved faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. On Thursday, people all around the United States celebrated Thanksgiving, while others found little to be thankful for. Therefore, on the scale of thankfulness to unthankfulness, where are you? Are you mostly thankful? Are you not very thankful? Or are you somewhere in the middle? Concerning being thankful, Holy Scripture is very clear. Today's psalm proclaims, "Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 27 to 28 says, "What cannot be shaken will last. We should be grateful, we should be thankful that we were given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And in this kingdom, we please God by worshiping him and showing him great honor and respect." And the Apostle Paul, in his first letter to the church in Thessalonica, wrote, "Always be joyful and never stop praying. Always be joyful and never stop praying. Whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ." This is what God wants you to do. Last Sunday, we learned the importance of counting our days, because each and every day is a gift from God for which we should be thankful. Therefore, we should also count our thanksgiving. Have you ever paused your life, turned off the TV, radio, and phone, pulled out a pen or a pencil, a piece of paper, and wrote down every single thing you're thankful for? If so, how far did you get? Did you get very far past, "I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my job, my health, my food, my retirement benefits"? Years ago, I preached on being thankful and challenged the congregation to make two lists: a list of what you were not thankful for and a list of what you were thankful for. Several weeks later, while visiting a dear woman who was actually dying of cancer, she said with a little smirk on her face, "Father Jim, I have something I want to show you." She reached over and pulled out two pads of paper. One pad had only a few things written on it, and most of the items I noticed were crossed off. On the other pad, I noticed page upon page had been written upon. Holding the pad, she said, "When you preached on being thankful and gave us an assignment, something told me I really needed to do that. And so I did it. This pad is filled with things I'm thankful for, and I add something new every day." And then she placed the thankful pad down and said, "On this pad, I listed everything I'm not thankful for, and cancer is the first thing on the list." And then she handed me the list to read. As I read, I found absolutely no surprises. But what did surprise me was that almost every single thing was crossed off, even her cancer. Curious, I asked, "Why have you crossed off almost everything, even your cancer?" And this is what she said: "As I listed everything I was thankful for, I discovered I was thankful for what I was not thankful for, especially my cancer. Because had those things never happened, I would have never discovered every single thing I had to be thankful for. That day taught me a valuable lesson on living, on dying, and being thankful no matter what happens in life. Even though it's not easy to be thankful when we're in the midst of something wicked this way comes, is already here, or has passed by. And I'll be the first to admit it, and so did my parishioner with cancer. But what truly matters is that when we are grateful for the moment, whatever that moment is, it is in that moment that grace, understanding, and blessings can be found when we enter into God's presence with thanksgiving instead of sorrow. And the more we enter into God's presence with thanksgiving, we become more grateful and less sorrowful as we acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and King and start knowing deep in our hearts that we are blessed in our sorrows and in our joys today, tomorrow, and for eternity. Blessings we are called to share with the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and those in prison. And should we not share the blessings we have received with those who are also a part of Jesus' family, then that begs the question, then are we truly followers of Christ the King? Sharing our blessings out of being thankful to God for the many blessings we have received is never a burden when we acknowledge and are grateful for those blessings. Giving only becomes a burden when we do not share generously and thankfully from the blessings we've already received from God, when we are asked or when we see that someone's suffering needs to be eased. Count your days, count your blessings, and give thanks by joyfully sharing a portion of your days and your blessings. Actions that will bring you into the presence of Jesus Christ the King, who will say to you, "Come, my child, and join all the righteous and enter into eternal life. Because when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. And when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. And when I was naked, you gave me clothes to wear. When I was sick, you took care of me. And when I was in jail, you visited me." Let us pray. Loving God, we come to you in thanksgiving, knowing that all we are and all we have is a gift from you. In faith and love, help us to do your will. We are listening, Lord. Speak your words into the depth of our souls, that we may hear you clearly. We offer to you this day all the facets of our lives, whether it be at home, at work, or at school, to be patient, to be merciful, to be generous, to be holy. Give us the wisdom and insight to understand your will for us, and the fervor to fulfill our good intentions. We offer our gifts of time, talent, and possessions to you as a true act of faith, to reflect our love for you and our neighbors. Help us to reach out to others as you, our God and King, have reached out to us. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. We'll now have a moment of silence.